Yeah, hopefully. Good stuff.
But okay. Thank you for coming here. This is a presentation about Cardinal, the history, then some tips and tricks as well. My name is Philip, also known online as FalkTX.
I'm Alexander, also known as Dreamer. We already got a nice demo of Cardinal just now, so that saves us some time.
Yes. Is it working, the remote?
Of course it isn't.
Did you connect with? I know. Anyway, we do the old way.
I think it works.
Yeah. So I work at Backlast Electronics, a Finnish company. We do a little pedal, Linux-based. Maintain DPF, I maintain Carla, Jack, a couple of other things. Typically on Linux Audio, most of the things I do are related to Linux Audio and open source.
I work at Wasted Audio, which is my own company, and currently I'm mainly developing the Heavy compiler, which is a pure data to C transpiler, and I also contribute to Plug Data, which is a really nice sort of enhanced PD version. So before we start, we have to talk about VCVREC, which is sort of our upstream. As you can see, you have physical modular synths, which have been around since about the 50s or something. And in 2016, Andrew Belt released the first version of VCVREC, which is a virtual modular synthesis system. Initially, the 0.x branch started as a BST3 project, and it quickly gathered a really nice sized community and developers, and it was sort of open for people to create plugins and extend the software with their own modules. Because of the BST3 license, closed proprietary and commercial forks started to appear, which the developers did not really appreciate. So when the VCVREC version 1 appeared, it was relicensed to GPL3. And it was not open to contribution. And we can only assume that some of this was because of legal issues for their future plans, which is that I think it was 2021, VCV2 launched, and with their Rec Pro as a proprietary plugin version. Users had been requesting a plugin version for a long time, and there were sort of some hacks to get it working as a plugin, but they restructured the program to make it functional as such, but they made their pro version closed source. And of course, we really wanted to see an open source version of a plugin. So later we published Cardinal as an alternative to the pro.
Yeah, so I don't. I can hold it, yeah. So basically Cardinal started when we knew that the pro version, the plugin version of VCVREC was coming. We suspect for developers to be able to port their plugins early. The source code was launched a few months before the official public release was out, and we took that as an opportunity to just run some tests, check if we can actually run this code that was supposed to be for the standalone version that still was open source, see if we can put it in the plugin, see how well it works, what kind of problems emerge, got it working fairly quickly. Not using the same framework, same tools that the official plugin does. We also didn't know at the time because the plugin version is never open. So I did it on my own framework, on DPF. I had to adjust a couple of things. It was a very nice test case to extend DPF to support all the things that a bigger plugin would need. In a couple of months, everything, we got our first release after the official Rec Pro release. Intentionally, I even slowed down a little bit on the release because as I was collecting modules to ship within the plugin, we saw a lot of small little things that would not go well if we want to distribute the source code to be packaged by distributions. One example that we give there regarding licenses that we have to track, some developers that push to the VCVREC platform, they don't care where their files come from. There are some fonts that we ask, where did you get this? They just say, I just found it online, whatever.
Or they copied it from their Windows machine or something like that.
Yes, which license states that it's not distributable. So we had to ask them to change and a bunch of other stuff. If you read this document, you're going to see it's quite extensive that we try to cover our side of things to make sure. Yeah.
And also because we compile it into a single static binary, all of the licenses have to be compatible.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's one of the reasons, yeah, we don't mention in here, but one of the reasons we keep the project as GPL 3 or later as a requirement, because if at some point we have GPL 4, we want to be able to have the option to upgrade to it. If we only have GPL 3 only, there's a couple of modules that are like this, then we get stuck forever. But yeah, about the name, it came as a little joke. Like, Robin, X42 from the Linux Audit community,
and
gave
Ardu
the idea based on the Monty Python sketch that the guy just says, Cardinal, the wreck, and it just became the name of the program.
And they use it as a torture device, which also modular synthesis can be very useful for that, so, as we already experienced.
Yeah.
So what is Cardinal? It is a modular Eurorack software emulator based on VCVRack. It can load modules, it can connect cables, you can make sound. Right now, with the latest release that we did yesterday, it contains almost 1,400 modules from 84 different vendors. It's free and open source. It's available as pretty much all of the plugin formats. And soon it will also have a shared library, so you can integrate it into other software. And there is some standalones, which you also saw in the previous demo, which are kind of more for testing. They're not as featureful as you would expect from a standalone. And there is a web version, because we have a WebAssembly build, so you can run it in the browser. It's cross-platform. We have builds for people using it for FreeBSD, Linux, macOS, and Windows. And it's multi-architecture. So we have 32-bit Intel, 64-bit ARM, 32-bit, 64-bit. And we have RISC-V builds. We don't have any RISC-V boards, so we don't know if it actually works. So if anyone is willing to test this or give us a board to test, this is, of course, appreciated.
Yeah. Now I'm going a bit into the technical details of this, because people always compare it against the Rack Pro, the proprietary version of from VCV Rack. So I'm going to list the main differences, but also explain the project a bit in the meantime. So the biggest difference is that it's completely, fully self-contained. So the plugin does not load external modules. The official Rack version is basically, it's based on the standalone, where there's a marketplace of plugins. You log in, you can install stuff from there. Some are free, some are proprietary, some are open, some are not. We baked everything into a single program. The binary gets quite large, yes, but you install the plugin, you have it ready to go. You don't have to go fetch like other modules and all this nonsense. You just have it running, ready to go. It helps a lot in building. We're going to show the web version soon, where we don't have to build things one by one. Like if everything is separate, some projects try to, like, if you want to have Rack, the official version for like a Raspberry Pi, for example, you have to build everything from scratch one by one, every single module, because, you know, the official Rack does not support ARM on Linux, so you have to build it yourself, but building all these things is a whole mess. With Cardinal, you just build it in one go. That's what we do for the web version as well. Everything is there. If there's any build failures, we know right away. This also means the projects are portable. If you make a patch, you share with someone else, they don't have to go on the store and, you know, fetch the extra plugin they're missing. It just works, like, completely, like, yeah.
With some limitations, like if you're loading sample files, or we also have some plugin hosting, like, that's a bit more tricky, but the standard patch, it should work.
Yeah, if you don't load external files, then the projects are compatible. The other big change, because we want to run as a plugin, we want to integrate nicely in the host, is that it's single-threaded audio processing. In the official Rack, there's ways to multi-thread the processing of the audio, which we didn't like so much to do. There's a lot of complications, and because the focus is to run as a plugin, if you put it, for example, in Ardour, each like track gets its own instance. Ardour can do the multi-threading for you. Every instance gets its own audio thread. So we don't have to worry so much as a plugin. Yeah, the things also run in order, but it's not something I can need to.
It's a bit low level.
Yeah, the one big change is also the host modules that we have there that do the integration. They run as always on the start of the audio chain or at the end of the audio chain, to minimize jitter, so that if you have like a MIDI controller or something, the MIDI controller runs before it gets the same this signals being sent to anything else, which is not the case for the official rack. The MIDI modules run randomly. So we try to improve this a little bit. Something that not everyone likes, but we did it this way, is that UI is tied to the host event loop. If the host decides to like run your idle cycle of the plugin at 15 FPS, your UI runs at 15 FPS. That's it. Which, yeah, I know it's not the best, but comparatively to what I see some plugins doing, where they try to draw as fast as possible, the plugin can make the host go sluggish because it's really trying to replay things too fast. If we are nice to the hosts, like I developed my own host, I know that it's a pain to deal with this. I want to be nice to the host. Whatever the host can provide, we oblige, and that's it. And we run the dialogues as asynchronous, so it doesn't block the main thread. But you don't need to know. Just if you open a dialogue, it's not going to blank out the entire host. It's going to keep running fine. It's just a small difference whenever you open dialogues that you're going to see.
Which means you have to patch some of the other modules and send them upstream so that they can differentiate their builds between VCV Rack and for Cardinal. Because VCV has this synchronous dialogues, which block the UI thread, which can be a bit ugly.
Yeah.
So we have a bunch of custom host integration modules, because the regular VCV Rack integration works completely differently. So when you want to use Cardinal, you should particularly pay attention to these modules. So on the top row, we see, for instance, the stereo host audio. The dark sockets are basically outputs, and the light sockets are inputs, or it depends sort of how you look at it. But if you want to send audio to the host, you put it into the dark socket, and if you want to take audio from, let's say, as an audio effect, you take it from the light socket. Then there's the standard stereo. We have 8 audio I/O, and there's also 10 CV I/O that we'll show later. And we take this distinction between audio and CV. Because there's some nice tricks in Jack and LV2 that you can use to sort of differentiate between the two. Then there's host parameters. So these are 24 parameters that are accessible to the host for automation or for control. And then you can also map these parameters to specific knobs inside of the patch. The host time module is really nice. So when you are playing the timeline of your DAW, you can synchronize that with the plugin. So you can get all this time information or whether or not the host is playing. We recently added the last one, which is a BPM sync. There's some modules support this, where it uses sort of a volt per, it's not volt per BPM, but there's like sort of a standard that they developed for synchronizing plugins with sort of a voltage range. Then of course there's MIDI, so you can both receive and send MIDI. With multiple channels, you can map those to different parameters as well. And there's this sort of gate, host MIDI gate, which is quite handy too, for instance, for controlling drum machines or things like that. And then there's a bunch of other plugins, modules, for instance, hosting other plugins, which is sort of a vendored version of the Carla plugin host. So the top two modules you see here, the left one is Aildale, which is sort of a one-to-one plugin. It can host one single plugin, and then there's the full Carla plugin suite. So if you click on the right module, it will actually open the full Carla UI. You can have a full Carla patch bay and run a whole rack of plugins if you want. And then there's these extension modules you can see on the side. So when you connect this extender module, you can either send MIDI, convert CV into MIDI signals for the plugin, or receive MIDI signals from like a MIDI generator plugin and convert those to control voltage and run those inside of your patch. Then there's some nice convenience modules like an audio file player, an audio to CV pitch tracker. So you can, if you have like an audio signal that you want to convert to a pitching gate. And we can also load IDAX neural models. So that's some nice additions. Then let's see if I can demo Jack and LV2 CV ports. It's a video, but I'll see if I can get the sound to work. Um, So this is a very basic plugin that I created on the right. And you see Carlam hosting this plugin, and then there's the Cardinal standalone. And you can, in Carlam, you can clearly see the difference between the audio ports and the CV ports. So we have a sequencer running inside of Cardinal, but it's sending these CV signals, and you can have these CV plugins that respond to that. So this one is receiving pitch and gate. And it's a very basic demo, but I think it proves the point. Then we can also, the advanced.
Yeah, the next demo is the OSC remote control. Like the previous talk we're watching, that we can have, like, system-wide, we can enable something in the engine menu to receive OSC messages. The protocol is specified on the website so that you can control individual modules. So you change the parameter of individual module, or you can use, maybe on the next slide, just to show. I can. you can, in this case, we're showing off using Touch OSC. It's not an open source application, but just to demonstrate that. You send some knob value, and remotely over the network, the host CV then just receives the value, and then you can send it to whatever signal you want to control. Can you click on? Yeah. This allows not just to control the parameters, but also send the entire patch. And then this, the example, hard to exactly see, but you can have Cardinal being a client, one being the server, and it's only one way. It's not bidirectional communication because React didn't support this from the beginning, so we're shoehorning the feature in a certain way. But you can have things in sync, so you have one instance that, you know, is playing the audio and another instance that is sending whatever patch you're working on to it, and things are being kept in sync. There's some little caveats, but if you run into issues, there's a F7 key that sends the full patch again, and then it resyncs, which is very useful for the embedded case. Imagine you have a device that you want to run Cardinal on. Device might not be very powerful, so we can have embedded builds that strip out all the GUI components, so it only does the audio part, and then you connect with a real Cardinal, and you send the actual patch over, and this way you can have like a laptop or something that has more power doing all the things, and the embedded device, you prepare a patch, you check the performance and all these other things, and you can have a remote device being like a Cardinal patch player in a way, which is neat. Also, that we did because we have Cardinal running on the web browser. This might be a bit tricky to explain, but on my previous job, and something I still maintain, we have a web GUI that's kind of like a pedal board that you can have little pedals and you connect cables and all these things. Some people here might know it. We can have Cardinal running as a plugin inside this platform. All these little blocks, pedals, are like visual representations of the DSP. But because we have Cardinal on this, working on the web browser, and because we have this remote communication, we can load the full Cardinal UI on this platform, and whenever you make some changes, it sends over the full patch to the remote instance, to the device that is running, the embedded device, and that allows to have the full plugin running on the platform like this. Like an embedded device that allows communication over like a web portal, and you can run the full. It's just one example, things that are possible to do. One cool thing that not many people know about. So, two things regarding the web version. You can use the patch URL parameter, and then just in there you just post whatever raw file you have a Cardinal patch. So imagine you create a nice patch. It needs to be like in JSON, like JSON format. You need to unpack the file, but it's possible to, for example, get to a paste bin, paste there your patch file, save it, get the raw URL so you can have the raw file, and patch it as a parameter to the web version. And whenever you give, for example, to someone, like, check out my patch, they load the thing, and it loads your patch, which is quite neat. And we also have the mini version because it loads faster. Yeah, on the website, if you go to cardinal.kx.studio, the second little button there, the Try Live, basically runs the entire thing in the browser.
And the browser caches it, so this is now a lot faster, but this is basically a full version of, or this is a mini Cardinal, we call it, so it has less modules, but this is now running as WebAssembly in the browser.
Yeah, which is can be quite useful for, like, I've seen some people that want to demonstrate and to have, use Cardinal as a teaching tool for sound synthesis. You just like open this web page. There's a scope in there as well that you can investigate whatever the sound waves are doing. It's very nice for construction, showing off how to make a sound. Yeah.
Okay, so how can you help? We could use more demo patches. So we include about a dozen patches right now that sort of showcase a nice base template or showing off a specific functionality. You can help adding more modules, although, like as I said, we already have like almost 1,400 modules. It's getting a little bit tight in terms of both the binary sizes and our CI, which is running all of these different builds. It's getting a little bit heavy, so it's sort of within limits, and right now we really prefer quality over quantity.
Yeah, I mean, I can say that right now the thing is taking so long. Like, I don't like using GitHub so far, but they provide all these things for free. 6 hours is not enough to build a thing from scratch. Because on macOS especially, we want to have a static build that has the dependencies altogether.
And it's a unified build, so it's both Intel and ARM. So
yes, universal build.
We have a lot of extra caching in the build, so that's why they are pretty fast once the cache is filled, but otherwise...
Yeah, so we had to divide the CI in two steps. First, they build the dependencies. Then after the dependencies is done, as a separate build, then it builds the actual Cardinal. And that can take like 3 hours. The builders are not the fastest, but yeah, it's getting a bit heavy.
Yeah. But, cool. So if there's like a good proposal, and especially if it's coming from module developers, we're very open to them contributing and them also maintaining sort of the updates. So there's, because we have so many modules, some are still being developed and they get updates, but we're not always aware of that. So people can help with updating modules or patching them with some of the Cardinal specific features. Some community guidance, like there's quite some people using it and posting it. We've been, like some people wanted to us or expect us to have like a Discord server. We of course don't want that. We have an IRC server, but it's hard for people. So we don't know if we should have like a dedicated forum for this, etc. So if there's people in the community that feel that there could be better ways for users to sort of come together, it's much appreciated to help organize that. So of course, thanks to VCV and the Rec Dev community, because we are just downstream from all of them, and yeah, we're just an integrator mostly. Mm. And users are posting on patchstorage.com, so there is like a dedicated Cardinal section where you can find patches that work. And well, thank you for listening, and there's our project page. So any questions?
Thank you.
Great talk. Before questions, is Merlin the next speaker in the room? Not yet, so I mean, as soon as he, hopefully he will get in here soon, because he's the next one in turn speaking, but is there any question for Alexander and Felipe? No question at all, they were so clear, so.
Oh, there's one.
Oh. Okay.
Big walking to get there. We show the website. Maybe we show the website again.
Where were you, sorry? Oh.
The license list.
This. Keep scrolling.
A quick question. It's about porting. What are the dependencies required to port to another operating system? Dependencies.
Sorry, I can't hear. People can be quiet, please.
What are the dependencies required to port Cardinal?
Dependencies to port Cardinal. Like, as you said, like, a lot of stuff is already supported. So the main issue is not exactly Cardinal. It's third-party modules that assume we're running Linux. That's the issue. Like, REC only supports Mac, Windows, Linux, not even Linux ARM. So a lot of the modules have that, like, that expectation. It's possible to support BSD because we can patch a couple of things. I would say anything that is POSIX and can do X11 is easy enough to port. But
if Heiko built it.
I at some point had Heiko OS built as well, not without the UI, but just the engine.
So I was interesting in so.
Say again?
It was interesting just in Heiko. So,
yeah,
so.
The Heiko is possible. The issue is we don't have the UI stuff ready on the DPF side. But if you don't care about the UI side, you can run it.
We'll take a look. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Oh, there's one more. I have to pay attention.
Yeah, I think it's getting a bit too noisy for questions, yeah. But let's give them another round of applause, please. And there'll be around, so feel free to catch them outside if you want to make any questions.